You're listening to the Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Well, it's getting close. We've been proceeding through the season of Lent, and we're down to those last waning days, that last week prior to entering into the holiest week of the year. This week, we're taking a look at the fifth Sunday of Lent. And my brothers and my sisters, I really, really hope that you have open ears this week and an open heart this week, because God's going to throw out a pretty challenging premise to you. First reading comes from Prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. This is one of my favorite passages in the entire Old Testament. It's amazing. The psalm response from Psalm 51, verses 3 and 4, then verses 12 to 15. Our second reading from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. And our gospel, again, from St. John, this time from chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. I was reflecting upon Lent, and this has been a hard Lent for me this year. I'll be really honest. My sacrifices have seemed more difficult. The things I've added on in terms of my prayer life have been really stretching me and pushing me. And as I was reflecting on that, and I was journaling about it, and I was talking to my wife about it, she said something to me that I'm probably never going to forget. And she goes, "Aren't you thankful for Lent?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And she goes, "You know, this is a great time. You know, God teaches us how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable." And she said that, and it really hit me. That really is a huge part of what Lent is. It's how God teaches us, how he loves us into being okay with being uncomfortable. That none of us really like being uncomfortable. That just doesn't seem like it makes sense, right? Like suffering, we don't like to suffer. And that is human. That's okay. It makes sense. We don't like to be uncomfortable. We don't like to give things up. That's why it makes it so hard. And that's why it makes a sacrifice so beautiful. It's not like if you gave things up during Lent, if you've been trying new things during Lent and God is stretching you, it's not like you're going to necessarily enjoy it, because you're human and I'm human and we get stuck in our ways and we're kind of self-centered. But you know what? That's so beautiful. Like when God can make you uncomfortable and you can just be okay with that and you can just learn to let him make you uncomfortable, that's a beautiful gift. That shows you're maturing in your faith. It shows you're growing. It shows I'm growing. And there's this line, this first line you're going to hear in the gospel. It says, "Some Greeks among those who had come to worship at the feast, they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they asked him, 'Sir, we would like to see Jesus.'" And then this gospel passage unfolds. But that really is the whole point, isn't it? We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus today in our life. We want to see him acting in our life. We want to hear him answer our prayers. And ultimately, you and I want to see Jesus in heaven. And that really is the point to all this. Sometimes we just get stuck during Lent in these rituals and these things we do. But the whole point is we want to see Jesus. We want to know his presence. Because, see, if we see Jesus who has suffered, and we know Jesus who has suffered, and we know he's resurrected, then you know what? When you and I go through suffering, it's going to be okay. Listen to this first reading from Jeremiah. This has been said 700 years before Jesus. And think about this when it comes to the Eucharist. You're going to hear this. "I'm going to form a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Listen to what he says. "I will place my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And this is the huge part. "No longer will they have the need to teach their friends how to know the Lord. All, from the least to the greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sins no more." I would really encourage you to read that first reading in adoration. Go into a chapel, sit with the Blessed Sacrament, sit with the Lord Jesus, and read through that first reading. And you're going to see how brilliant, once again, how brilliant God is. When you see his plan that unfolded, he gave us this foreshadowing of his plan for the Eucharist hundreds and hundreds of years before it ever happened, before the Last Supper ever happened. And he's saying, "You're not going to have to tell people how to know me. I'm going to place myself within you. I'm going to place my very life, my very law, Jesus, in you, in this new covenant. And everybody's going to get to know me, not just the theologians, not just the really smart people, the least to the greatest. Everybody's going to come around me in the Eucharist, in the Mass." That is how he creates a clean heart in us. That's how he creates a pure heart in us, that he's going to give us a heart transplant. He's going to put his heart in us. That's what the psalm was talking about. That's what King David was talking about. He's saying, "Create a clean heart in me, God." That's how God cleanses us and purifies us. In the second reading, you're going to hear, "In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and loud cries and tears to the one able to save him from death. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. He was comfortable with being uncomfortable." Christ was comfortable with being uncomfortable. Didn't make the suffering comfortable, but he trusted. He knew that God was not going to abandon him. He knew that suffering had a purpose. And a lot of times, my brothers and my sisters, when we don't like to suffer, it's because we doubt that there's a purpose. And in this gospel, you're going to hear the purpose of it. He says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, think about that. Christ is going to fall to the ground, okay, go under the earth, and then fruit, life is going to come from it, right? It says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces fruit. My brothers and my sisters, if you and I suffer, if we die to ourselves, if we die those little bits, it's going to bring life. It's going to bring fruit today and at the end of time when we're called home and when we're judged. A lot of times when we look at the suffering in our life, people want to blame God for it. But really the truth is a lot of the time the sufferings we go through is a result of our own sin, of those own choices that we've made. And the season of Lent has been an invitation to step out of sin, to return to the light, to die to ourselves and to bring life, to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. What a great, tremendous way to grow. What a great way that God uses to grow us. And if this has been a hard Lent or if it's been a great Lent for you, we're coming into these last couple weeks, these holiest of holy days of the year. This is your opportunity to go deeper. This is your opportunity to turn that corner in your faith, to mature even more, and to embrace these little deaths so that Easter is even that much more special. May He bless you this week.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.